Jesus, in his passion, suffered in body, in mind, and even in the very depths of his soul. The physical pain was obvious, the scourging, the thorns, the falling beneath the cross, the nails. But there was also the psychological suffering of betrayal, the mocking and jeering, the humiliation and injustice. But perhaps the greatest suffering of all was the abandonment by those he loved, and the silence of his Father. His total desolation climaxed in the cry from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" However, the Gospel relates how a few faithful followers stayed with him. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. She is described in a beautiful Lenten hymn as at the cross her station keeping. With her was Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala, and John, the beloved disciple. They too stand beneath the cross. Today, we stand with them. But the hill of Calvary was not a place of tranquility. The air was full of the cries of dying men, the jeers of the crowd, and the swearing of the soldiers. The atmosphere was toxic with the callousness of sinful humanity. In such circumstances, some may ask, where was God? For those with eyes of faith, Jesus, in embracing his suffering and death, showed definitively where God stands in relation to suffering. Although his suffering was intense and his sense of abandonment total, Jesus continued to believe that trust and love will redeem the situation. Just as those who first kept station at the cross chose not to turn away from its horror, neither must we. We recognize Jesus, abandoned and suffering, in the victims of injustice in our world. He is crucified in Gaza. He is crucified in Israel. He is crucified in Ukraine. He is crucified in Sudan. He is crucified in Moscow. He is crucified wherever in the world people cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Pope Leo reminded us on Palm Sunday last, as we set our gaze on him who was crucified for us, we can see a crucified humanity. In a moment, as individuals and as a community, we will come forward to venerate the cross. Each of us carries his or her own burden, a personal grief, a private sorrow, a secret pain. Silently and lovingly, we come forward and reach out to the cross. May we also consciously carry with us the injustices of the world. And as we reach out to touch the cross, pray that the Lord Jesus will breathe forth his Spirit into our hearts, that we might realize how passionately we are loved, and thus in turn be moved to love. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. We adore you, O Christ, and praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.